Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
This lady is the undisputed 112-pound world flyweight champion. She is our very own. I'm talking about Ava Knight. And Ava, congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
How's life treating you?
It's pretty well right now. Just got over from being sick from all that traveling. But
did you drink the water?
No, you know, I think it was the flu in the airport.
You think it was the food at the airport, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. Now you're the Mexicutioner, and I called you that a long time ago. I mean, you started drilling these Mexican girls. That's four of them in a row, right?
Actually, one of them was from Thailand.
Okay. All right. So three out of four. So the bottom line is, when are the Mexican people going to get smart, the government, and deny you a visa?
Well, you know, they welcome me there, and I guess you know they're bringing in the American, hoping that I'll lose, but, you know, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Mariana Juarez, far more experienced than you. You're 10-1-3 with five drops, and she is 35-6-3 with 16 KOs. Of course, she was ranked number one. Now you're ranked number one by BoxRec.com, and they do all their rankings by computer. So, you know, more congratulations. All these accolades, girl. In a week, your life has changed.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, so... Well, you knew you were schooling this girl when you're fighting her, right?
You know, I'm not happy with my performance at all. I know the altitude bothered me a little bit, but I'd still feel like I could do better.
Okay, well, what can I say? You won. You won going away 97-93 twice and then 96-94. So to walk away with those type of scores in Mexico fighting Mexico's premier female fighter, you had to be convincing, at least to the judges, Ava.
Yeah, you know, I felt I was winning the fight. I felt I did, you know, I had the better, cleaner blows. You know, I felt like I was hitting her a lot more. I just wanted to do a lot more than what I did. I also wanted to knock her out, but she was really tough.
Well, you know, not only was she really tough, she's really experienced. She's got like 44 fights.
Yeah.
You know, so here's what's up. Did they offer you any of her commercials down there? Because she's like called Barbie and all this kind of stuff. She's supposedly doing commercials in Mexico. Just think, if you spoke a little Spanish, I don't know if you do or you don't, but you can go down there and become the next Mexican, like, sort of idol.
Yeah, I don't speak any Spanish. It's a little hard. But, you know, I guess, you know, our other two great fighters are pregnant right now, Jackie Nava and Ana Maria Torres, so... You know, beating Mariana was sort of just putting me on the top.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people... Well, you know, I know another girl that got pregnant to avoid a fight. You know who that was?
Who was that?
Layla Ali.
When
Ann Wolf. I'll call her Man Wolf because she scares the snot out of me. I'm telling you, but Ann Wolf was dogging her, tracking her down. I remember asking her in Washington, D.C. one night, when are you going to fight Ann Wolf? She said, who? I said, Ann Wolf. She goes, next question. All right, then I asked her again, when are you going to fight Ann Wolf? She goes, why, what are you, Ann Wolf's press agent? I said, no, she's the, you know, considered the best woman, the toughest woman in the world. We're just wondering why, and she's in your weight class, we're wondering why you're not going to fight her. You're going to fight Joe Frazier's daughter, who's a lawyer instead. Anyway, the bottom line is we never came to an agreement on that. She ended up getting pregnant. And in case you didn't know it, I'm going to give you this little bit of advice. She gave her husband, I can't think of his name, Shabazz Ali, something like that. She gave her husband control of her money, and he went out and spent a couple million bucks playing blackjack in Las Vegas. She ended up being broke. So, I mean, thank God her daddy's got millions, but never let anybody take care of your money. All right, so according to Ava Knight's our guest, folks, of course, she's a world 112-pound champion. So what's the score on the titles now? You got to give up one of them? You keeping them both? What's going on?
Well, what we did, we won the WBC Diamond Belt. So there actually is no defense in that. I guess it's a title that's only won once. And I defended my IBF belt. So I still I'm the reigning IBF champ, and just got the WBC Diamond Crown on me now too.
So did you get they give you a little green belt and that kind of stuff or what?
Yeah, it's a nice green belt. They got diamonds all over it. It's beautiful.
Okay. All right, so you're ranked number one at BoxRec.com. Mariana, who you just beat last week, Juarez, ranked number two. Simona Galassi, who is she? She's from Italy. You ever heard of her?
I've heard bits and pieces, not too much.
Okay. Jessica Chavez, Melissa McMorrow, Arlie Massino, Susie Kentikan, Irma Sanchez, Nadia Raul, Renata Zabadi, and that's the top 10. Anybody there jump out?
You know, for me, it's just the people who want to get in the ring with me now. I guess I'm at the top, so I get to see who wants to call me out.
And speaking of calling out, you know, you went down and you embarrassed Mariana in her last fight, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why she fought you, right?
You know, she brought it up at a press conference, and, you know, she said, you came out. You wanted to show off and get a fight, and now you got it. And, you know, I said that's exactly what I wanted.
Okay. Does it, was there a lot of pressure? Is there, how can I put this? You know, when I fought in other guys' hometowns, I used to be freaked out in the hotel. I mean, because, you know, I'm thinking, oh, man, oh, the judges, oh, man. Is there an added pressure on you going into Mexico and fighting their heroettes?
I think I'm so used to it now that it's not comfortable for me to fight close to home, I guess it would be. You know, fighting away and getting the booze, it just pumps you up, you know, even though I don't feel, you know, that there's still some love there. But, you know, it's just having everybody against you and proving them wrong and making some new fans is just great. You know, it's a great feeling.
Okay. Outside of getting sick at the airport and winning the WBC Diamond Belt under this beautiful belt that you've got, what else you take out of Mexico besides some good experience? Talk to me about the good. What was good about Mexico this time?
We got to eat some good food. The area we were around, we actually got to walk around and, you know, venture around and have some fun. And it was just nice. Everybody treated us well. You know, a lot of people recognized who I was and came up and said hi. So it's just, you know, every time I go to Mexico, I learn, you know, learn some new words and soak in some more culture.
Okay, now, Ava Knight's our guest, folks. She is the undisputed number one ranked 112-pound as flyweight women's champion in the entire world across the board. Now, she is like the woman. Instead of the man, she is the woman. Of course, her stablemate, Kareem Mayfield, will be going on HBO next week. He's taking on Mauricio Herrera, who is 18-2 with 7 KOs. What's it like training around Kareem?
You know, Kareem's a great fighter, and he's just so dedicated to it. So, you know, having us both in the gym is just great for us. You know, he motivates me, and, you know, I'm hoping that I motivate him, you know, in a different way. And it's just that we feed off each other's fire.
Okay, you feed off each other's fire. We're talking with Ava Knight, folks. Of course, she is like, we're celebrating the fact that Ava came home with a WBC Diamond Belt. She wasn't expected to. She was in my mind, but she wasn't expected to, in the words, expected in the minds of most odds makers and most boxing handicappers, because they figured if, you know, Mariana Juarez is willing to fight her in Mexico and call on, you know, willing to take the challenges and that she was going to win. Well, that didn't happen. Mariana Juarez was a loser across the board, a unanimous loser in 10 rounds. So here's what's up now. You're a week after the fight. You weighed in under 112 pounds. What do you weigh right now? Tell me honestly.
Honestly, 117.
Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
No.
You're pretty disciplined, young lady. I guess you're not eating those super burgers or whatever, those murder burgers that they got up there in Chico, huh?
No. I can't eat fast food. I sort of ruined it by watching all those movies about it. So
all right.
I keep it strict.
All right. Well, we wish you the very best of luck in the future, young lady. You're our princess. We congratulate you. We give you all the accolades that we can. We know that you're a deserving world champion. Most importantly, you're our very own from the SF area, the Straightforward Boxing Club. I'm talking about the world champion, 112 pounds, Miss Ava Knight. Ava, take good care, princess.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Listen to the Isleys jam right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.